A manhunt is underway for an extremely dangerous man wanted in connection with a fatal shooting in Auckland's Ponsonby last night. Multiple shots were fired at a group of people on Ponsonby Road around 10 o'clock, leaving one man dead. Today, a section of the road has been closed, leaving locals on edge and police hunting the killer. Our reporter Melanie Early has the story.
Police have released CCTV images of the man they say killed another man on Ponsonby Road last night. He's a large man with short dark hair, wearing a blue striped shirt and holding a phone to his ear. A large tattoo can be seen on his forearm. Detective Inspector Chris Barry says the gunman was denied entry to a Ponsonby Road bar shortly before the shooting and had been lingering on the street.
A group of four people, including the victim, exited a parked car on Ponsonby Road and walked in the man's direction. Inquiries so far indicate that multiple shots were fired. Police have now identified this man as the offender. We are urgently seeking information from the public to assist us with identifying him.
Detective Inspector Chris Barry says the man is considered extremely dangerous and the public should not approach him.
If you see him or if you know who he is, please phone 111 immediately. We would also like to remind anyone who may be assisting concealing this male's identity or whereabouts, they could find themselves being prosecuted.
Leonie Hines has lived in Ponsonby for 30 years and says the fatal shooting is disturbing news for the community.
These sort of things seem to be happening more and more around New Zealand, particularly Auckland. I think the worrying part is the guns.
Detective Inspector Chris Barry says he understands any incident involving a gun is extremely concerning.
So we know that there is unease in the community, particularly as police have not yet made an arrest. However, we would like to reassure Ponsonby residents and the wider community that a dedicated police team are working diligently to hold this person to account.
A worker on the road who wishes to remain anonymous says she feels like crime and tension has been ramping up in the city.
It's not great coming to work and seeing armed police with big machine guns like standing down Ponsonby Road and not far from kind of where you are working and that kind of thing. So yeah, it's definitely a bit of an uneasy feeling, especially when you just work in a shop.
Detective Inspector Chris Barry says police are working to find the man involved as soon as possible. He says it's still too early to say what the man's motivations for the shooting may have been. A police presence is expected to remain in Ponsonby in coming days.
Our reporter Finn Blackwell is at the scene in Ponsonby and joins us now. Kia ora, Finn. What's happening there now?
Kia ora, Lisa. Well, moments ago, there was a blessing performed at the scene of the shooting. A group of people could be seen sprinkling water over the pavement inside an area blocked off by police tape. That police tape's been taken down now. The entire pedestrian walk and road that had also been blocked off is now open. There are people walking by, some people stopping to have a look at where the police tape was, but officers have also left the area and everything seems as though it's back to normal.
Thank you for the update, Finn. That's Finn Blackwell, who is at the scene of that shooting in Ponsonby.